Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 325. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading Joel chapter 3, finishing that book, and then we'll read the first four chapters of Amos. Both of these, of course, are in the Old Testament. Let's begin. Joel chapter 3. For look, in those days and at that time, I will return the exiles to Judah and Jerusalem. I will then gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. I will enter into judgment against them there concerning my people Israel, who are my inheritance, whom they scattered among the nations. They partitioned my land, and they cast lots for my people. They traded a boy for a prostitute. They sold a little girl for wine so they could drink. Why are you doing these things to me, Tyre and Sidon? Are you trying to get even with me, land of Philistia? I will very quickly repay you for what you have done. For you took my silver and my gold, and brought my precious valuables to your own palaces. You sold Judeans and Jerusalemites to the Greeks, removing them far from their own country. Look, I am rousing them from that place to which you sold them. I will repay you for what you have done. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah. They will sell them to the Sabaeans, a nation far away. Indeed, the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for a holy war. Call out the warriors. Let these fighting men approach and attack. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I too am a warrior. Lend your aid and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves to that place. Bring down, O Lord, your warriors. Let the nations be roused and let them go up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit in judgment on all the surrounding nations. Rush forth with the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, stomp the grapes, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow. Indeed, their evil is great. Crowds, great crowds, are in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near the valley of decision. The sun and moon are darkened. The stars withhold their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion. From Jerusalem his voice bellows out. The heavens and the earth shake. But the Lord is a refuge for his people. He is a stronghold for the citizens of Israel. You will be convinced that I am the Lord your God, dwelling on Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem will be holy. Conquering armies will no longer pass through it. On that day the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk. All the dry stream beds of Judah will flow with water. A spring will flow out from the temple of the Lord, watering the valley of acacia trees. Egypt will be desolate, and Edom will be a desolate wilderness because of the violence they did to the people of Judah, in whose land they shed innocent blood. But Judah will reside securely forever, and Jerusalem will be secure from one generation to the next. I will avenge their blood which I had not previously acquitted. It is the Lord who dwells in Zion. Amos chapter 1. The following is a record of what Amos prophesied. He was one of the herdsmen from Tekoa. These prophecies about Israel were revealed to him during the time of King Uzziah of Judah and King Jeroboam, son of Joash of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Amos said, "The Lord comes roaring out of Zion. From Jerusalem he comes bellowing. The shepherd's pastures wilt. The summit of Carmel withers. This is what the Lord says. Because Damascus has committed 3 crimes, make that 4, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. They ripped through Gilead like threshing sledges with iron teeth. So I will set Hazael's house on fire. Fire will consume Ben-Hadad's fortresses. I will break the bar on the gate of Damascus. I will remove the ruler from the wicked valley, the one who holds the royal scepter from Beth Eden. The people of Aram will be deported to Kir. The Lord has spoken. This is what the Lord says. Because Gaza has committed 3 crimes, make that 4, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. They deported a whole community and sold them to Edom. So I will set Gaza's city wall on fire. Fire will consume her fortresses. I will remove the ruler from Ashdod, the one who holds the royal scepter from Ashkelon. I will strike Ekron with my hand. The rest of the Philistines will also die. The sovereign Lord has spoken. This is what the Lord says. Because Tyre has committed 3 crimes, make that 4, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. They sold a whole community to Edom. They failed to observe a treaty of brotherhood. So I will set fire to Tyre's city wall. Fire will consume her fortresses. This is what the Lord says. Because Edom has committed three crimes, make that four, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. He chased his brother with a sword. He wiped out his allies. In his anger, he tore them apart without stopping to rest. In his fury, he relentlessly attacked them. So I will set Teman on fire. Fire will consume Bozrah's fortresses. This is what the Lord says. Because the Ammonites have committed three crimes, make that four, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. They ripped open Gilead's pregnant women so they could expand their territory. So I will set fire to Rabbah's city wall. Fire will consume her fortresses. War cries will be heard on the day of battle. A strong gale will blow on the day of the windstorm. Ammon's king will be deported. He and his officials will be carried off together. The Lord has spoken. Amos chapter 2. This is what the Lord says. Because Moab has committed three crimes, make that four, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. They burned the bones of Edom's king into lime. So I will set Moab on fire, and it will consume Kerioth's fortresses. Moab will perish in the heat of battle, amid war cries and the blaring of the ram's horn. I will remove Moab's leader. I will kill all of Moab's officials with him. The Lord has spoken. This is what the Lord says. Because Judah has committed three covenant transgressions, make that four, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. They rejected the Lord's law. They did not obey his commands. Their false gods, to which their fathers were loyal, led them astray. So I will set Judah on fire, and it will consume Jerusalem's fortresses. This is what the Lord says. Because Israel has committed three covenant transgressions, make that four, I will not revoke my decree of judgment. They sold the innocent for silver, the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample on the dirt-covered heads of the poor. They push the destitute away. A man and his father go to the same girl. In this way they show disrespect. In this way they show disrespect for my moral purity. They stretch out on clothing seized as collateral. They do so right beside every altar. They drink wine bought with the fines they've levied. They do so right in the temple of their God. For Israel's sake I destroyed the Amorites. They were as tall as cedars and as strong as oaks. But I destroyed the fruit on their branches and their roots on the ground. I brought you up from the land of Egypt. I led you through the wilderness for 40 years so you could take the Amorites' land as your own. I made some of your sons prophets and some of your young men Nazarites. Is this not true, you Israelites? The Lord is speaking. But you made the Nazarites drink wine. You commanded the prophets, do not prophesy. Look, I will press you down like a cart loaded down with grain presses down. Fast runners will find no place to hide. Strong men will have no strength left. Warriors will not be able to save their lives. Archers will not hold their ground. Fast runners will not save their lives, nor will those who ride horses. Brave-hearted warriors will run away naked in that day. The Lord is speaking. Amos chapter 3. Listen, you Israelites, to this message which the Lord is proclaiming against you. This message is for the entire clan I brought up from the land of Egypt. I have chosen you alone from all the clans of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Do two walk together without having met? Does a lion roar in the woods if he is not cornered as prey? Does a young lion bellow from his den if he has not caught something? Does a bird swoop down into a trap on the ground if there is no bait? Does a trap spring up from the ground unless it has surely caught something? If an alarm sounds in a city, do people not fear? If disaster overtakes a city, is the Lord not responsible? Certainly the sovereign Lord does nothing without first revealing his plan to his servants the prophets. A lion has roared. Who is not afraid? The sovereign Lord has spoken. Who can refuse to prophesy? Make this announcement in the fortresses of Ashdod and in the fortresses in the land of Egypt. Say this, gather on the hills around Samaria. Observe the many acts of violence taking place within the city, the oppressive deeds occurring in it. They do not know how to do what is right, the Lord is speaking. They store up the spoils of destructive violence in their fortresses. Therefore, says the sovereign Lord, an enemy will encircle the land. He will take away your power. Your fortresses will be looted. This is what the Lord says. Just as a shepherd salvages from the lion's mouth a couple of leg bones or a piece of an ear, so the Israelites who live in Samaria will be salvaged. They will be left with just a corner of a bed and a part of a couch. Listen and warn the family of Jacob. the sovereign Lord, the God who commands armies, is speaking. Certainly when I punish Israel for their covenant transgressions, I will destroy Bethel's altars. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. I will destroy both the winter and summer houses. The houses filled with ivory will be ruined. The great houses will be swept away. The Lord is speaking. Amos chapter 4. Listen to this message, you cows of Bashan who live on Mount Samaria. You oppress the poor. You crush the needy. You say to your husbands, "Bring us more to drink." The sovereign Lord confirms this oath by his own holy character. Certainly the time is approaching when you will be carried away in baskets, every last one of you in fishermen's pots. Each of you will go straight through the gaps in the walls. You will be thrown out toward Harmon. The Lord is speaking. Go to Bethel and rebel. At Gilgal, rebel some more. Bring your sacrifices in the morning, your tithes on the third day. Burn a thank offering of bread made with yeast. Make a public display of your voluntary offerings. For you love to do this, you Israelites. The sovereign Lord is speaking. But surely I gave you no food to eat in any of your cities. You lacked food everywhere you live. Still, you did not come back to me. The Lord is speaking. I withheld rain from you 3 months before the harvest. I gave rain to one city, but not to another. One field would get rain, but the field that received no rain dried up. People from two or three cities staggered into one city to get water, but remained thirsty. Still, you did not come back to me. The Lord is speaking. I destroyed your crops with blight and disease. Locusts kept devouring your orchards, vineyards, fig trees, and olive trees. Still, you did not come back to me. The Lord is speaking. I sent against you a plague like one of the Egyptian plagues. I killed your young men with the sword, along with the horses you had captured. I made the stench from the corpses rise up into your nostrils. Still, you did not come back to me. The Lord is speaking. I overthrew some of you the way God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a burning stick snatched from the flames. Still, you did not come back to me. The Lord is speaking. Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel. Because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, Israel. For here he is. He formed the mountains and created the wind. He reveals his plans to men. He turns the dawn into darkness and marches on the heights of the earth. The Lord, the God who commands armies, is his name. Yes, it's true, God will do what he must do in order to get our attention. Sometimes we're hard-hearted and we don't understand, or we ignore, or we say, it's not God. And so he keeps ratcheting up the consequences until we turn to him and say, my Lord and my God, forgive me. Thank you so much for being with me today. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.